Well, the job as a head coach of Brentford is not a job for a big ego guy that just want to do it my way. It's a job for a guy that's able to collaborate. It's a job for a people person, someone who's willing to involve other people's expertise in order to make the best possible decisions for the football club. And I think we in our research of Dean, that's what's come up again and again. A great people person and a great leader.
And with a footballing style that appeals as well, because I was just talking to a Brentford fan outside and said that some of the red lines that now exist for Brentford are about people who come in to work for this football club, one of them is the type of football, the style of football that the team play. That's yeah. important.
Yeah, I mean, we have, as a club, defined some overall principles for the expression we want to have on the pitch. Mm. And obviously, we want to find a head coach that shares that. We don't want a guy that comes in here at Griffin Park and plays destructive, boring football. And I think what Dean and Richards have done in Walsall have been impressive in terms of playing attacking football. So we're very confident that also on the football philosophy side, there's a great match here.
I read Phil Giles's statement yesterday, and he said, you know, we like to be known as a club that's going to be prepared to take risks.
Yeah.
You also were quoted after it didn't work with Marinus Dijkhuizen that you said, we made a mistake. To many people, and I know Dean's saying this, I don't want to embarrass him, but to many people, this would not look necessarily like a risk. It would look like a very educated piece of judgment with your appointment.
Well, I think appointing a head coach is always going to involve some risk, but you want to reduce the risk as much as possible, but at the same time, you want to make a decision that has a big upside for the club.
Yeah.
And I think Dean is less risk in the sense that he's got a lot of experience from the English game. We also felt that he's very open to the club's ideas, to the club's strategy, to bring in something new. Why go for a highly risky choice if you can have it all? Mm-hmm. And have low risk at the same time.
And Dean has said that, you know, targets haven't been discussed this year, but is there an expectation of where you would like him to finish this year? Or where the club as a whole, not just Dean, obviously?
Well, I think it's too early to focus too much on the table. I think under Lee Carsley, Brentford has been on a very good run. We have a good atmosphere at the training ground. We have key players coming back. So I think we expect to keep improving. And then let's see where that will take us at the end of the season.
And you mentioned Lee as well.
Yeah.
A word on him, because he has stepped into the breach. He leaves the club at the end of December, but you've still been impressed with the work he's done?
Yeah, I think Lee has come in and he's a great man manager. He got the group of players together, focusing on the same goal again. And I think everyone who's been here at Griffin Park have experienced that we have a very different expression as a team now than we had before Lee came in. So lots of credit to him. I mean, we can't thank him enough for what he's done, and we wish him all the best when he leaves the club.
It's taken a little while, but you would rather take time, especially when you had a decent steward looking after things, take time to get the right decision. Is that the message?
With
appointing Lee, with appointing Dean.
Yeah, no, the Lee's job was always going to be to come in, stabilise the training ground, and then once it was mission complete, then he would move on and the club would move on. And I think that has happened quicker than we expected.
Right.
But once we felt that we were in a good position, we agreed with Lee that we would have to look for the next coach. And he's been involved in the process, and I think it's been great.